The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's episode. I am recording this on St. Patrick's Day of 2020. And just to give you space in time, this basically is when the quarantining from the coronavirus or COVID-19 has begun. So we're all basically huddled inside, perhaps going out into our gardens if you are in a place where spring has already sprung. But this is reminding me of why it's so important to just stay healthy in general and staying healthy in the garden. Now, I say this because a few days ago, I received my annual Prepare for Spring announcement from my community garden organizer. And in that email that she sent around to people, the subject line was Gardening in the Time of COVID-19. And I admit, I never really thought of a COVID-19 impacting my ability to garden. And perhaps it doesn't. I mean, our plots are pretty much scattered, so we are not all clumped in one location and having to touch one another. Now, the email did give me some general information about cancellations of citywide gardening events and, perhaps rescheduling the opening meeting for our group of gardeners. And it was also an invitation to folks to just get out in the garden, enjoy some fresh air, and stuff like that. Interestingly, a few weeks before I received that email from Carol, I had also received an email forwarded to me by a friend and colleague, and that forwarded email, basically in a nutshell, explained that some international plant buyers were requesting that Italian nursery growers provide documentation that their plants are coronavirus free. It's a pretty absurd request. I think we all pretty much know that coronavirus is not transported through plants. Not at all. Anyway, it just goes to show you that there's so much uncertainty out there, right? And this is also a good time to remind folks that COVID-19, the coronavirus, is not carried by soil either. But there are some other fairly common issues that the garden presents a person with. And in today's episode, we will talk about just staying healthy in the garden, protecting yourself from what I call bugs, bites, and burns. Institute some general best practices as you walk and dig through your garden, and that should keep you pretty healthy and safe. And not just while you walk through the garden, but also after, like washing your hands and things like that. So, onward to some tips for maintaining health while gardening. First tip, glove up. Limit direct contact of your hands and your skin in general with the soil, the humus, any soil amendments, especially fertilizers, especially non-organic fertilizers, and also, especially, compost and composted manures. Soils and manures can contain microorganisms from animal droppings, and amendments and fertilizers may contain some elements that you shouldn't be consuming or breathing in, perhaps. You know, they can be in powdery form and, you know, make it onto your lips or something like that. I admit I am very guilty of not wearing gloves 100% of the time. That's especially when I'm trying to weed, especially those very small weeds, maybe an inch or less. Gloves seem like a barrier to truly gripping small weeds, so that's why I don't really wear them. However, here's an idea. Weed smarter. Use a tool to loosen the soil around those weeds, and then sift that soil with your gloved hands. Also, wash up. Wash your hands at all times. before, during, after gardening. Anytime there's lots of dirt on your hands or muck in general, have a nail brush next to the sink where you wash your hands from the garden the most. I have a wonderful nail brush that I ordered online, and it's made in one of those Scandinavian countries, but it has two different types of bristles on it, one for general scrubbing and one that actually gets underneath your nails, and it's angled bristles. Very, very good stuff. So look for something like that. And just generally wash your hands until you can't see any more dirt. Next up, pants and sleeves. Now, I know it's not your favorite thing to wear long pants or sleeves, long sleeves, in the depths of August. It gets pretty hot. But covering your skin, now remember, your skin is your body's largest organ. By covering it, you can help prevent damage caused by the sun. It can protect your skin from insect bites, and it also protects you from scratches and rashes that could develop from touching plants. For instance, I get a pretty itchy rash along my forearms, even if I look at a tomato plant. It's so funny. So you'll see me in the garden oftentimes in August with long sleeves on and trimming off some of the suckers on my tomato plants. Another thing you can do is tuck your pant legs into your boots or socks. And that will hopefully help keep some ticks away. And don't forget a brimmed hat to cover your face, cover your ears. And don't forget my next tip, which is sunscreen. Lather up like you're going to the beach, my friends. You're going to be out in full sun if your garden is out in full sun, which I hope it is. Cover up your nose with the sunscreen, and don't forget the tops of your hands and your ears. Apply as directed, which is usually a lot sooner in the day than you would think. I typically put my sunscreen on at least a half hour, if not an hour, before I go outside. That way it gets into the skin and helps protect. So another thing that I highly suggest, permethrin-treated clothing. Permethrin is an insecticide that is recommended for ticks, or getting rid of ticks, and other insects, mosquitoes and chiggers and things like that. I've heard good things about using permethrin to protect oneself from all sorts of bugs like that, and having it chemically embedded into the clothing seems like a great idea. I hear that it stays into the clothing or on the clothing for up to 70 washes. That's pretty good. I was bitten by ticks twice last summer. I tested positive for Lyme disease at least once. There were back-to-back occurrences. So I plan on purchasing at least two pairs of these treated pants, maybe not the shirt, but just the pants, because I wouldn't wish Lyme disease on my worst enemy, really. It was just not a good thing. And my last tip for now for staying healthy in the garden is stay hydrated. The sun is no joke. Really, it's easy to get overheated in the summertime, especially if you're wearing a big brimmed hat or even a ball cap. That heat that is usually emitted from your head gets trapped in your head, and it kind of just makes your brain a little fuzzy. So please, well, stay inside during the hottest part of the day, but also drink plenty of water or liquids with electrolytes, you know, Gatorade or something like that, to replenish any water that is lost from your body through the sweating process. So those are my tips for staying healthy in the garden. I'm sure there are other ones, like don't step on an inverted rake, be careful with your pruners, things like that, and maybe some other ones. Let me know if you can leave comments here. Please go ahead and leave a comment and let me know your thoughts. Meanwhile, stay safe out there, friends, and happy spring.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.